So in the joy in Holy Spirit.
我们今天继续从这一话讲下去。
Tonight we want to continue with these verses.
我们大家大开打开，继续再打开罗马书第十四章。
Turn to Romans chapter 14.
第十六节开始。
Reading from verse 16 onwards.
从十六节开始读到二十三节。
Until we finish the 23rd.
我们大家一同来读。一二三，不可叫你的善被人毁谤，因为上帝的国不在乎吃喝，只在乎公义、和平并圣灵中的喜乐。在这几样事上服侍基督的，就为上帝所喜悦，亦为人所称许。所以我们务要追求和睦的事，以彼此建立德性的事，不可因食物毁坏上帝的工程。凡物固然洁净，但有人因食物叫人跌倒，这就是他的罪了。无论是吃肉是喝酒是什么别的事，叫弟兄跌倒，一概不做才好。你们有信心，就当在上帝面前守着。人在自己以为可行的事上能不自责，就有福了。若有疑心而吃的，就必有罪，因为他吃不是出于信心，反不出于信心的都是罪。我们再次低头祷告。
Shall we pray again?
主啊，求你打开我们的心眼，给我们领受你的话语，看清楚你的旨意，从其中得到造就，给我们的生活因着你的真理可以更讨你喜悦，可以更造就别人，叫别人与我们一同在你的真理上得到福音的好处。主啊，你听我们祷告，求你赐福你的仆人，给讲的话你的同感力领，把你的真理传讲清楚。是奉主耶稣基督得胜的名求你，阿们。罗马书第十四章开始的时候就讲了关于吃的问题。
Romans chapter 14, the very beginning, it talks about things of eating.
啊，这句话是讲到信心的问题。
And the last thing we talk about faith.
换句话说，我们无论什么事情
，In other words, in what thing that we do,
我们都应当用信心作为出发点。
It is always start from the faith.
来行在其中。
And to walk also in faith.
我们因信得着生命。
Because of faith, we have life.
我们因信过生活。
Because of faith, we live our life.
我们因信，我们与神建立关系。
Because of faith, we establish a relationship with God.
我们因信与人建立关系。
And because of faith, we establish a relationship with
others. 因信得胜世界。
Because of faith, we overcome the world.
我们因信活在这个世界上。
And because of faith, we live in the world.
这样吃东西的事情不是最大的。
And because of that, the matters concerning eating is not the most important.
原来这旧约的律法里面
，In the Old Testament law，
也记载有一些可吃的
，It's recorded something that we can eat，
有一些是不可以吃
，And some we are prohibited to eat。
那么不可以吃的是被称为叫做不洁净之物
，Things we are prohibited to eat are those who are unclean。
可以吃的是叫做洁净之物
，That we can eat are clean。
到了新约的时候
，When it comes to New Testament，
是不是所有物还可以分成洁净不洁净呢
？You see, the all food can still be divided into clean and unclean。
今天的回教徒他们很清楚分开。什么是可以吃，什么是不可以吃。
Today to the Muslims is very clearly divided what they can eat, what you can't eat.
可以吃的东西叫做 halal.
What they can eat is called halal.
不可吃的东西叫做 haram.
And what they cannot eat is haram.
那么就是不洁净与洁净的意思。
Which is divided into clean and unclean.
圣经到底用什么原则来分辨什么是洁净，什么是不洁净
？In the Bible, in what principle we divide what thing which is clean and unclean？
为什么说牛肉是可以吃的
？Why say we say that beef we can eat？
因为牛是倒脚的
，because the beef has omission。
所以这是洁净的。
And this thing which is actually clean。
为什么说猪肉是不洁净
？Why say this meat pork meat is not clean？
猪肉是分体而不倒脚的
，because it divided these are hook。
所以不洁净的。
That's why it's not clean。
今天回教徒
，Today for the Muslims，
如果呢他吃一半，你告诉他，哎，对不起，先生，我刚才煮这盘面的时候是用猪油煮的。
If halfway of eating, you say, I'm so sorry because this pork is cooked by the lard。
他可能有两种讲法。
Maybe there are two ways of saying。
第一，可能他对你说，哎呀，对不起，如果这样我就不吃了。
The first thing is to say, I'm sorry, I won't eat anymore。
第二个可能呢
？And the second possibility。
为什么你要告诉我
？Why say you want to tell me？
你静静就好了，我就吃起来很好吃。
You quiet and then I'll eat is good。
所以呢，有一些人看这个是洁净，那个是不洁净。
So some would think that this is clean and this is unclean。
那么 到底为什么上帝在律法书里面分洁净不洁净？
Then why is there in the law God divided something as clean and something as unclean?
我们很久时间不明白。
And for a long, long time, we cannot understand.
所以摩西写下这些洁净不洁净之物。
So Moses, when he written that these things are clean and those are not clean,
差不多过了3500年的时候。
Only after 3500 years they elapsed.
经过一修界才有人查出来有真正的原因可以支持。摩西这样
The British medical field only have investigated there are actually this reason to support it.
什么意思
What do you mean?
原来呢在差不多1940到1950年之间
From the year 1940 to 1950
有一些医学家把摩西在律法书里面所写的那些不洁净的动物把它归类起来做研究
There was some of this medical doctor that grouped together those things that recorded in the book of the laws that was unclean they want to study
结果他们的结论是什么呢
And the conclusion is
凡是在长原沙漠行走的人
And those who walk in the wrong way in the desert
在旷野里面生活的人
And also live in the wilderness
他们的水分不够
They do not have enough water
他们吃这些所谓不洁净的动物
If they were to think this, take this animal was unclean
容易生一种皮肤病也有全身生癣
It would be easier for them to contract a kind of skin disease
所以对健康来说是很妨碍的
So to health which is not good
但是现在在我们的社会里面
But today in our society
如果我们在很多水分的地方
In places with much water
我们又不是在旷野中间中热行走
And we are not walking in a long way in the wilderness
我们吃那些所谓不洁净的动物
For those things which are unclean that we have taken it
我们还可以过一个健康的生活
Then we can still live a very healthy life
所以这样当时以色列人出埃及
So to the Egyptians, to the Israelites, when they exodus Egypt,
因为他们不信在旷野漂流四十年
But they got to they've been in the wilderness for 40 years because of the disbelief.
他们需要一个健康的这个环境
So they need to have a healthy environment.
最可能的事情
The most possible thing is
就是拒绝吃那些所谓不洁净
is to actually abstain from eating those things that are unclean.
所以神用这个办法保守他的百姓
So God has used this method to keep his own people
使他们可以继续在卫生的状况中间活着
So they continue they can live in a very healthy environment
这样就有律法书所讲的洁净不洁净的分别
So the division of the clean and unclean recorded in the laws of the Old Testament
是对当时的状况有很大帮助
It is actually very helpful in the circumstances on the day
那么为什么到了新约没有提这个事情
What is that when it comes to New Testament it never mentioned all these things
新约的观念是反污都是洁净
Because in concept of New Testament all things are clean
那反污都是洁净在保罗的书信里面讲了
In the epistles of Paul it's mentioned all things are clean
在罗马书里面也提了
In the book of Romans also it's been mentioned
保罗不但在罗马书提保罗在提摩太书信里面也提了
Not only Paul mentioned also in this, this Roman, also he mentioned in the book of Timothy.
但是真正提到凡物都是洁净的第一个人不是保罗。
But the first person to mention all things are clean, it is not Paul.
是耶稣基督。
It's Jesus himself.
所以当他们批评耶稣的门徒吃饭以前不洗手是不洁净的。
So when they pass judgment on Jesus saying that the disciples may clean their hand before they eat, it's not clean.
耶稣基督说你们吃的东西都是洁净的。
And Jesus said, all things that we eat are clean.
从外面吃进去的都是洁净。
What you have taken from outside into your body is clean.
从里面发出来的话常常是不洁净。
But what the word that utter from inside, it is not clean.
所以你们吃的从外面进去。
So all that you eat from outside,
也就到茅厕。
Then you will go to the toilet.
这样你身体都是社会的供应，都是健康所需要的营养。
So then the body is being nourished by all this food that you have taken.
这是洁净。
That is clean.
但你们从恶毒的心讲出来的话。
But from the evil heart, you utter things which is no good.
有妒忌、纷争、谩骂、毁谤，这些才是不洁净。
All these things coming from envy, coming from slandering, all these things are not clean.
所以讲，耶稣基督说呢，所进去的事物是洁净。
And so Jesus said, what you have taken.Inside is clean.
保罗在罗马书四十章也这样讲。
And Paul in chapter 14 of Romans also said.
但是这里有个原则。
But here there's a principle.
就是你心地洁净，你看万物都是洁净。
So when the heart is clean, you see that everything is clean in the world.
照样对提摩太讲的话也一样的。
Also in the same thing, he has spoken to Timothy.
如果一个人心不洁净
，if a person is not clean in his heart,
什么都不洁净。
Then everything is not clean.
如果心洁净
，if your heart is clean,
看什么万事都洁净。
You see everything as clean.
我们经历了许多时候，所以内心里面的肮脏污秽。
Today many times our hearts are filthy.
影响了我们整个世界观的批判。
It affects also our judgment passed on our world concepts.
心地洁净，天地就都洁净。
If our heart is clean, the whole world is clean.
心地不洁净，天地都不洁净。
If our heart is unclean, the whole world is unclean.
神所造的到底有哪一样是不好的？
What God has created, is there anything which is no good?
神所造的都是好的。
All things that God created are good.
因为罪进到这个世界。
But because sins come into the world,
所以这世界就有了玷污的后果。
Then this world has been polluted.
所以洁净的才变成不洁净。
So that the clean become unclean.
这近一两个月。
And for this 1 or 2 months,
全世界被杀的鸡超过大概6000万。
All the chickens that have been killed, maybe more than 60 million.
单单在泰国。
Even in Thailand itself.
在越南。
In Vietnam.
杀了2800多万只的鸡。
They've killed more than 28 million of these birds.
比整个马来西亚的人口更多。
And more than the total population of Malaysia.
因为这个鸡呢，有了这个禽流啊。
Bird flu.
这个禽流感。
And because they have the bird flu,
他彼此传染。
And they also infected one another.
结果呢，整批整批的死。
And groups have been killed.
这些的东西又会传到人的身上。
And this one also man can contract from them.
所以呢，就变成不洁净的。
And because of that, they're unclean.
所以这些为什么呢
？Why is that this happens?
我相信这些是人类很聪明，在基因改造还有许多的药物的使用上。
I believe that in this genetic engineering and also in the use of medicine,
产生了许多微菌，它们的变化。
They have produced a lot of these mutations,
才把这个世界弄得越来越不安宁了。
So that the world becomes less and less in peace.
所以有的人不吃牛肉，因为怕疯牛症。
And some will not take this beef because of the mad cow disease.
原来在圣经里面牛是很干净。
Because in the Bible, it's recorded that cows are clean.
现在变得很可怕。
But now it's so frightening.
鸡也是很好的。
And the chickens are good.
现在变得很可怕。
But now it's frightening.
其实最可怕的就是人。
Actually, men are most frightening.
因为鸡传到人以后。
Because when the bird passes the disease to man,
这种菌人不容易传到人。
It would not be easy for men to pass this kind of flu to the other man.
当人犯淫乱
But when men contracted this adultery,
同性恋
and also this homosexuality,
也得了一些的很可怕的这个艾滋病
and to contract this AIDS,
这个很可能传到全世界
It is possible to spread it to the whole world.
在中世纪的时候
In the middle age,
花柳病在14年传遍欧洲
And the syphilis in 14 years is spread to the whole Europe.
照样这25年从1979年开始
，and coming from 1979 for these 25 years，
艾滋病已经传遍世界。
And this AIDS has now spread the whole world。
南非洲艾滋病的人
，and South Africa those who are HIV positive，
比例是大得不得了。
It's a great proportion of them。
所以这个 Mandela，
in Mandela，
他自己的家人家属里面。就3个人死于艾滋病。
There's a former president Mandela, so 3 of his own close family, they died because of AIDS.
他一生坐监牢几十年。
He has been put in the prison for a decade.
为了南非可以解放，可以得到自由。
Because they want to liberate South Africa.
但是当南非从荷兰得到自由的时候
，So when South Africa has got the freedom independent from Holland,
他们自由加上随便放纵犯罪。就不能从艾滋病的自由了。
And because they're free, they're independent, then they contract all these AIDS diseases, and they're liberated from AIDS.
所以问题要回到人在神面前怎样守住真理中的自由。
So then the question comes is how do we keep the true freedom in truth?
用真理约束才有真正的自由。
So you will use the truth to bind us, then you have true freedom.
不要真理约束的自由不是自由。
And that wisdom, that the freedom which is bound by truth is not true freedom.
不要用真理所约束的自由是放纵。
And if you do not be bound by this truth in the freedom, that is lust.
放纵的结果就产生了不洁净。
So when the lust rule, it creates things which are unclean.
那才是可怕的污秽。
And that will be a horrifying filth.
所以求主帮助我们。
May God help us.
给我们过一个心地洁净。
So that we live the life of our heart, which our heart is clean.
敬畏神。
and to fear God，
守住我们圣洁的生活
and to keep our holy life，
这样心地洁净，天地就洁净。
So then when our heart are clean, the whole world is clean。
我们把这个总原则讲完了以后，
when you have completed all these good principles of the Bible，
我们回到刚才的情形，
when you come back to the former situation，
就是有人读了圣经，
some after the study of the Bible，
他们说这个是可以吃，那个不可以吃。
They say we can eat this, we cannot eat that。
但是上帝告诉我们，
but God tell us，
他造的都是好的。
All things that the creators are clean。
如果人没有犯罪，
if man has not sinned，
罪没有临到这个世界，
and sin has not come to the world，
世界所有神造的东西都是洁净，都是好。
All these things that God has created in the world are clean and good，
但因为人犯了罪，
but because man has sinned，
罪进入了世界，
and sin come to the world，
世界就变成不好的，
and the world is not polluted。
神在赐下律法说这是洁净，那是不洁净。
Then because of that God gives the law saying that this is clean and this is unclean。
当我们靠着主祷告求洁净的时候，
when we through God pray to be cleansed，
我们就可以凭着信心吃所有的东西。
Then in faith we can eat all things。
那你们祷告的时候，
so when you pray，
我们常说求主洁净这个事物，
God, you cleanse food。
那不是说我们如果不祷告就所有都是肮脏，不是。
It is not to say that if we don't pray that God cleanse them all foods are dirty then。
这是表示我们用信心在神面前相信神会洁净万有。
It is only to say that in faith we believe that God will cleanse all things。
所以心地洁净，万物就洁净。
If our heart is clean, everything is clean。
这样我们可以靠着信心安然活在这个世界上。
So that it is in faith we can live in peace in the world。
但是有一些人信心不够怎么办？
There are people who are weak in the faith。
所以信心不够了，你就不要勉强。
Those who are lacking faith do not force them。
有人感到不洁净，
some will feel that this is not clean, they won't eat。
那你就不要论断他。
So you won't pass judgment on that。
你也不要轻看他。
You don't want to despise them。
那些不敢吃的更不可毁谤敢吃。
And those who cannot eat shouldn't put slander and pass judgment on those who eat。
这个我们这几个礼拜已经讲了。
So a few weeks ago we have already said this。
这样我们一定要用义的原则。
So it is with the laws and principle of righteousness。
用和平的原则。
And this is a principle of peace。
来过一个喜乐的生活。
To live a life which is joyful。
所以保罗在这里说，
Here Paul says，
上帝的国不在乎吃喝。
The kingdom of God is in a matter of eating and drinking。
上帝的国不重吃喝。
Because the kingdom of God doesn't place emphasis on eating and drinking。
吃是很可怕也是很重要的事情。
And eat is something horrifying, also is important。
亚当就是因为吃错，所以整个世界的人要离开伊甸园。
Adam because he eat wrongly and that's why the whole humanity had to leave the Garden of Eden。
有我们成为基督的新娘的时候，新妇的时候，因为以羔羊的筵席吃对了，才进了永恒的天国。
And later on because we are the bride of Christ Jesus, we have this feast of the bride, and then because of that we go into the kingdom of God。
吃应当是很重要的。
Well, to eat is important。
但是上帝的国不在乎吃喝。
But the kingdom of God doesn't place emphasis on the eating and drinking。
这句话什么意思？
What do you mean by that?
人活着不单靠食物。
Because men live not by this food alone。
来靠上帝口里所出的一切话语。
By the word that come from the word of God。
所以肉身吃的问题不是最重要的。
So the physical eating and drinking is not more, most important。
我们心灵里面所吃的东西才是最重要的。
What we eat in our spiritual life, that is important。
这样我们把吃的问题放在相对界里面去处理。
So we put the eating on the realm of relativeness to deal with them in the relative spirit。
上帝给我既然不在乎这世界的吃喝。
So the kingdom of God, since it doesn't place emphasis on this drinking and eating,
保罗说在乎公义、和平以及圣灵中的喜乐。
But rather in righteousness, peace and joy in the Holy Spirit.
所以我们要用义来对待别人。
So it is in righteousness we deal with others.
我们用和平来与人相处。
It is with peace we deal with others.
这样我们可以享受在圣灵中间喜乐的果子。
Then we can enjoy the fruit of joy in the Holy Spirit.
感谢上帝。
Praise God.
我们一定要过一个义的生活。
We must lead a life of righteousness。
对己对人同等看待。
To ourselves, to others, we must treat them with equality。
对富对贫同等看待。
To the rich, to the poor, also deem them with equality。
对男对女同等看待。
To the male and the female, deal them with equality。
对做主人的对做奴仆的同等看待。
To the master, to the slave, also deal with them in equality。
因为圣经告诉我们，
Because the Bible says，
在基督里我们不分是男女，不分是主仆，不论是犹太人是外邦人， 都在基督里合而为一了。
Because in Christ we are all united in one, not making a distinction of the masters and slaves, the Jews and the Gentiles.
这就是公义的原则。
And that is the principle of righteousness.
一个人谈公义的时候，有许多时候不会很和平。
When a person talks about righteousness, many times it will not produce peace.
因为一个人谈公义，常常因为正在为义而征战，见义勇为的时候，常常对那些不与他同等看法的人。有非常第四不和平的观念。
Because when a man talk about righteousness, many a time he deal with others who, with a heart which is standing, believing himself in righteousness. That's why he despises others.
所以呢，我们需要有公义，又要和平。
And that's why we need also righteousness and peace.
平心静气对待每个人。
So with a very serene heart, when you deal with others.
用爱心对待与我们不同看法的。
Also in love, we deal with others which is different from us.
上帝的国在乎公义
，so the kingdom of God places emphasis on righteousness，
在乎和平
，in peace，
这样你就可以享受在圣灵中间的喜乐
，and if that's so you can enjoy the joy in the Holy Spirit，
圣灵的果子
，the fruit of the Holy Spirit，
有仁爱
，there is that is kindness，
有喜乐，对不对
？there's a joy，
所以你以仁爱成为和平的根基
，so it is with kindness you use it as the foundation of peace，
你就可以继续享受喜乐。在我们的中间
Then in our midst you can enjoy joy
这样一个在神国度里面生活的人
A one who lives in the kingdom of God
他不轻看人
He will not despise others
他不妒忌人
He will not be envious of others
他不毁谤人
He will not slander others
他也不让人毁谤他的善行
He will not allow others to slander them because of their good works
这样他可以过一个公义和平的生活
Then he can live a life of righteousness and peace
他就可以享受圣灵中间
And also can enjoy the joy in the Holy Spirit
的喜乐这就是我们刚才所读的第十七节的意思。
This is what we have read in verse 17 in 14 chapter.
因为上帝的国不在乎吃喝。
For the kingdom of God is not a matter of eating and drinking.
公义和平。
But righteousness.
圣灵中的喜乐。
Peace and joy in the Holy Spirit.
第八十八节告诉我们，在这几样事上服侍基督的。
And verse 18 says, because anyone who serves Christ in this way.
就为神所喜悦。为人所称许
is pleasing to God and approve my man
这一节圣经很有意思
is very meaningful
因为行公义是服侍上帝
because when you go walk in righteousness you are serving God
处于和平的状态是侍奉上帝
that which is after peace also is serving God
在圣灵中间享受喜乐是服侍上帝
in the Holy Spirit enjoy this joy also you are serving God
你看到没有呢
so you see
你过公义的生活
you lead a life of righteousness
你过和平的生活
a life of peace
你过喜乐的生活
a life of joy
你是在这三件事情上服侍上帝
It's upon these three things you are serving God
一个人行义是服侍神
A one who do righteousness is serving God
一个人存心和平是服侍神
A one who is peace with others also is serving God
一个人享受圣灵中的喜乐
A one who enjoy also joy in the Holy Spirit also is serving God
感谢上帝
Praise God
这样呢保罗做一个结论
And Paul make a conclusion here
我们务要追求和睦
And then we got to seek after faith
不要彼此建立但
是 to establish one another in peace
所以呢教会里面应当继续不断建立和睦的关系
so that in the church we must continue to establish the relationship of the harmony
尽可能不要产生纷争
try our best to avoid conflicts
尽可能不要给仇恨留地
and try our best not to make room for hatred
尽可能饶恕别人的弱点
and try our best to forgive others weaknesses
尽可能了解别人与我们不同的地方
try our best to understand the difference of others that compared to us
尽可能宽容别人不信的时候所做的事
and try to accompany others what they have done because they have no faith
尽可能接纳与我们不同看法的弟兄
and try our best to accept the brothers who are different in opinion as compared to us
这几件事情上
upon all these things
你是建立和好的关系
then you are actually establishing a harmonious relationship
这是责任
that is responsibility
这是一定要做的
that's what you have to do
我们务要建立和平
so we must actually establish the harmony
追求和睦
And to seek harmony.
不但如此
Not only so,
要建立德性的事情
And also build things of good virtue.
什么意思呢
What do you mean by that?
就是要彼此建立
You must edify one another.
在什么事情上呢
Upon what things?
在有道德的行为上
In things of morality.
有真正灵性的表现上
In things with a manifestation of true spirituality.
彼此建立
We want to edify one another.
弟兄姊妹能彼此建造
So if brothers and sisters can establish one another,
一定在公义同和平的原则上，
then it is upon the principle of this righteousness and peace,
才能彼此建立。
Then only can edify one another.
在以弗所书里面，保罗说什么呢？
In the book of Ephesians, Paul said,
你们要爱心说诚实话。
It is also in love you to say your truth.
爱心说诚实话。
In love, you must say what is true.
大家说一二三，用爱心说诚实话。很多人批评人的时候
，other people when pass judgment on others.
我告诉你，某某人这样。
I tell you so and so, so and so.
哎，你问他说真的吗
？Is it true? You say
真的
？True.
我有足够的证据。
I have enough evidence.
我已经查了。
I will check all this.
这样。
Is such and such and such.
所以你讲的是诚实话吗
？Are you telling the truth?
是。
Yes.
每一句都是诚实。
Every word is true.
每一句都真的。
Every word is true.
你再问他。你讲的是出于爱心吗？你是
out from love？
他说不是。
It may not be。
是出于生气。
I come from our anger。
所以呢，有许多时候呢，有诚实，甚至有真理，但是没有和平。
So many times we may have honesty and have truth, but there is no peace。
许多时候我们讲的是事实，有证据，但是不出于爱心。
Things which are out of fact, also with evidences, but not out of love.
那这种人常常以为自己见义勇为。
These are people who thought that they're fighting for righteousness.
正在捍卫真理。
And they're also protecting for truth.
高举公义。
And also lift high righteousness.
但是他正在践踏弟兄。
But they are actually stammering on others.
他正在违背爱心。
They are actually contradicting to the love.
所以保罗就用爱心说诚实话。
And Paul said, tell your truth in love.
你所讲的虽然是诚实。
Even though what it says is true.
但如果你所讲的不是出于爱心，你没办法建立它。
But if it's not out of love, you cannot edify them.
相反的。
In the reverse.
如果你充满爱心。
If you're filled with love.
但你讲的不是真实的话，你也没有办法建立它。
What he has spoken is not in the truth, also you cannot edify him.
有时候我们因为很气，所以把诚实话都讲出来，但是呢，完全违背爱心的意思。
Sometimes because you are so angry, we talk all about truth, but not in love, we cannot edify others.
所以一个人最诚实的时候，是他生气的时候。
A person when is the most honest is the time when he gets angry.
当一个人生气的时候，老实讲好了。
When he gets angry, truly, I say,
他气得不得了。
He got so angry.
现在老实讲好了。
Truly, I say.
这句话是表示什么
？Which means
表示平常不老实。
In the past, it's never true.
等生气才老实。
But if when angry, he's true now.
为什么平常不老实呢
？Why say in the ordinary time you're not true?
因为平常还没有事情事态不严重。
Because things are not serious yet.
还没有妨碍到必须把所有东西都挖出来。
You have not as come to a state when you've got to talk all things out.
所以是遮盖隐瞒。
So you try to cover and cover.
宽容。
And to accommodating.
妥协。
And to compromise.
等到不能再忍的时候
，But we cannot endure anymore.
老实讲好了
，Truly I say.
这表示他平常不老实
，Which in the past is not honest.
平常遮盖许多事实
，Has covered many things in the past.
所以呢，当他有爱心的时候
，So when he has love,
常常是不诚实的
，Which means he's dishonest.
等到他很诚实的时候
，When he's very honest,
常常是没有爱心的
，He has no love.
所以保罗讲句话很对的
，So Paul said this very right.
你要怎样保留？
How do you keep?
怎样保守
How do you keep?
彼此之间可以继续长大继续长成继续被建造起来
Among one another, you can continue to grow to edify one another.
只有一个办法
One way.
用爱心说诚实话
In love, you want to talk about truth.
用爱心彼此建立
It is in love, you want to edify one another.
所以呢我们看见很多的年轻人
So we see many young people.
他们软弱失败的时候大家骂他大家恨他大家攻击
At a time when they are weak, when they fall, people pass judgment on them, criticize them.
而只有呢真正爱他的母亲
But the mother who truly loves him.
可以用眼泪对他说虽然你失败了我还爱你
Can use the tears to say that even though you fail, I still love you.
虽然你做错了我还爱你
Even though you have done wrong things, I love you.
虽然我爱你
Even though I love you.
我要实实在在把你的错误从头再讲
But truly, I'll tell you what I've got wrong.
一方面诚实对待错误
So on the one hand, I want to face this failure truly.
一方面呢，爱心宽容错误。
But on the other hand, with the love to endure the wrongs.
这样，人的生命，人的道德才会被建立起来。
So that man's life, man's morality could be edified.
法院的这个责任是什么呢
？What's the responsibility of the court?
照着事实判罪。
According to the truth, they want to pass judgments.
而被判罪的人
the one who is condemned,
他都知道所判的都是事实
He knows that all the judgment passed are true
但有多少人被判罪之后 建立的信很大。
How many people have the judgment you pass on you? You then edify the pillar of morality. Very few.
事实被公开了。
And also when the facts have been disclosed.
所有的罪行被证实。
And all the sins have been proven.
很多人就恼羞成怒。
Many people turn to angry face.
就变成一个没有办法原谅自己。
And they cannot forgive themselves.
更没有办法原谅别人。
And all the more they cannot forgive others.
这些被判罪进监牢的。
Those who've been condemned and put in the prison,
不但的信没有建立,
not only so, they cannot be built up in an ethical life,
变本加厉,
but all the more they are worse.
一个人进监牢以前所犯的罪,
one before he entered into the prison, what's the crime that he committed?
进监牢也不敢犯吗?
But when he have put in the prison and come out, these days he dare not to commit anymore?
不是,
no?
一个被判罪进监牢的人,
a one who's been condemned to be in prison,
在监牢加上很多从前不知不敢也不能做的事情。
He will react to those things he dare not even commit when he was outside the prison.
虽然他被判的时候都是事实的证明。
Even though when judgment has passed on them, it's all true.
但是不是爱心的建立。
But not something which is coming from love.
所以我们要用爱心建立别人。
So it is in love and edify others.
这是很重要的。
This is important.
你们一定要用和平相处。
You must deal with others in harmony and peace.
你一定要追求和睦。
As well as seek for harmony.
你们更要彼此建立。
All the more, all the more you edify each other in morality.
感谢上帝。
Praise God.
如果为了食物的问题，
and because of things of food,
我们毁坏了上帝的工程。
You want to destroy the work of God?
但是，
but then,
我们却使人跌倒了。
But we keep others fall.
这就是犯罪了。
This is what you have sinned.
所以不要强人所不能。
So do not compare others on things they can't
do. 不要用自己所认为对的事情。逼人一定照着你的意思行。
Do not force on others on what things you deem as right.
因为有一些事，每一个人的信心大小是不一样的。
Because there are things whereby people have different kind of degree of faith.
所以我们无论如何不可以绊倒别人。
No matter what, do not cause others to stumble.
无论是吃，无论是喝。
Whether it's eating or drinking.
还有别样的事情。
And other things.
如果你叫弟兄跌倒，
if you cause someone to stumble,
你宁可一件这种的事都没有做。
Better that you don't do one of these things.
无论如何，
no matter what,
我们只能造就人。
We must edify others.
只能帮助人。
Help others.
无论如何，
no matter what,
我们只能建立人。
We want to edify others.
只能鼓励人。
And also encourage others.
求主帮助我们。
God help us.
给我们从今天开始，
so that today onwards,
向上帝立一个志愿。
And we want to make a resolution to God.
主啊，我在哪里？
Lord, where I am?
我建造别人。
I want to edify others.
我建立别人。
I want to establish others.
我鼓励别人。
Encourage others.
我造就别人。
And build up others.
主啊，帮助我。
God help me.
没有一个人因我跌倒。
Not even a single one because of me they stumble.
没有一个人因我半跌。
Not a single one because of them I'm causing fall.
没有一个人因我沉沦。
Not a single one because of me is backsliding.
没有一个人因我灰心。
And because of me is downhearted.
没有一个人因我变成不信。
Not a single one because of me they turn to be disbeliever.
如果你用这样的志愿，
with this kind of resolution,
向神祷告，
you want to pray to God.
也照着对神这样的祷告，
and to this thing which I pray to God,
向弟兄显明你的爱心，
you manifest to your brothers your love.
你只有造就人，
then you can only edify others.
你只有建立人，
you can only establish others.
你只有使别人的灵性眺望起，
you can cause others to be kindled in their spirituality.
你是有福气的人，
you are blessed then.
今天有许多人呢，
today a lot of people,
因为一句话讲错使得别人，
because of a wrong word they have uttered, they cause others to fall.
因为你一次的态度错使别人没有信心，
because of a wrong attitude people are caused to disbelieve.
因为你一次的判断错使人永远离开，
because of a wrong judgment in one occasion you cause others to leave the fruit.
我们再听一下，
so one more time we hear.
耶稣说绊倒人的事是免不了的，
Jesus says unavoidable for us to cause others to fall.
但是那些绊倒的人有灾祸，
but woe to those who cause others to fall.
宁可用石头绑住他们的颈项，
rather tie them with a stone in the neck,
把他们丢在海里，
and drown them into the sea.
这是何等严重的境界，
this is a very stern warning.
我们无论如何，
no matter what,
在世上活着的一天，
when they're living in the world for one day,
总是叫别人因我得到帮助，
you want others because of you is being edified,
叫别人因我得到福音的好处，
others because of you receive the good blessings of the gospel.
叫别人因我看见主的荣耀。
Other because of you see the glory of God.
叫别人透过我领受主的恩。
And other through us they get the blessing of God.
求主给我们这样的。
May God have all this with this wisdom.
感谢上帝。
Praise God.
有一次我看见有一个神学院的教授
There was one I see a professor in the seminary
有一个学生对我讲
And a student told me
他牧师我很奇怪
He said every time I feel very strange
这个人每次跟我讲话我就活了起来
This man every time when you talk to me I got so stirred up
每一次跟他谈话我就更爱主
Every time when you talk to me I love God more
他的话只有鼓励没有浇冷水
Because in his word there's only encouragement
他的劝勉总是使人上进没有退后
His admonition always calls us to grow and grow
不但对我如此
Not only to me it's like that
我注意他对每一个人都如此
I know that to everybody is the same
所以他生命有无穷无尽流露出使人都是帮助的力量
So there's endless strength oozing out from him that can help others
啊，我听了以后
I heard it
我注意看真的
I observe and see it's true
那个神学教授真是好
That seminary professor is good
后来我就明白这就是耶稣所讲的丰盛的生命
And that's why I understand a rich life, Jesus said.
丰盛的生命
A life with abundance.
跟仅仅活着的生命是不一样
And to a life which is only but barely alive.
丰盛的生命
An abundant life.
跟贫穷的生命不一样
To a life which is poor is different.
Lord 离开索多玛和摩拉
Lord when they left Gomorrah and Sodom and Gomorrah.
他得救了没有呢
Has he been saved?
得救
Yes, of course.
他有没有被烧死啊
Was he
burned? 没有
No.
他得救没有
Was he saved?
得救
He was saved.
谁让得救
How was he saved?
仅仅得救
Very safe
贫穷得救
He is poorly saved
连他的产业也不能带出来
Even his property he cannot bring out
他是逃命出来的
He ran and ran for his life
真是把他拉出来
God pulled him away
他离开了那个索多玛
He left Sodom Gomorrah
他什么都不能带出来
He did not bring anything
他赚了多少钱也没有用
So he doesn't have everything with him
因为他身外之物一文不能带来
Because all things that he has, he cannot bring it with him.
所以他的得救是贫穷的得救。
So he was saved, but saved poorly.
是仅仅的得救。
Barely he was saved.
这是贫穷的生命。
This is a life of poverty.
主耶稣，我来是叫人得生命，而且得了更丰盛的生命。
Jesus said, I come so that they may have life and have it more abundantly.
更丰盛的生命是什么呢
？What do you mean more abundant life?
不但自己活得非常自立。
Not only you live independently
还有多余的力量可以照顾别人
But you have surplus strength to help others
还有多余的福分可以分给别人
And surplus blessing to bless others
还有多余的亮光可以照亮别人
Surplus is light to edify others
这个叫做更丰盛的生命
This is what you mean by more abundant life
今天的基督徒只有两种
Today Christian only have two kinds
一种是贫贫穷穷仅仅得救的基督徒
One is a Christian who is poor and so very safe
一种是丰丰富富进入神国
And a guy who entered the kingdom of God abundantly.
他不但自己得救了
Not only he is saved.
他还可以继续不断流露主的恩典
But continuously have the blessing of God flowing from him.
反射真理的光
To reflect the true light.
口出恩言
Also with the word of grace.
使人的滋润
So others are nourished.
使人的鼓励
Others are encouraged.
使人的建立
Others are established.
使人的建造
Others are edified.
使人得出盼望
Others are hope.
感谢上帝
Praise God.
从今天开始
from today onward,
帮助你
help you,
所到的地方
wherever you go,
领人归主
bring people to Christ,
使人得了盼望
so that people have hope,
止住人的哀苦
so that people have the love,
结束人的绝望
and also to stop the desperation of others,
产生新的盼望
to produce new hope,
产生活人的
to produce fervent life,
产生爱主的
to produce the heart of love God,
因为你丰盛的生命正在继续不断分享出去
Because your abundant life is now continually being shared
感谢上帝
Praise God
如果你是吃是喝
If you are eating and drinking
或者怎么样的事情
Or no matter what things
你的这些事如果叫一个人跌倒宁可这些事你不要做
Upon this thing you stumble one Rather you don't do even a single of these things
一概不做才好
Not even a single of these things
你有信心
Your faith
就当在上帝面前守着
And before God you keep the faith
人家自己为可行的事上如果不自责就有福气了
Upon things that people think as something which is good that you don't condemn yourself then you're blessed
这是二十二节最后的一句话
Verse number 22 say this
那我要稍微用一段的时间解释这句话
I want to explain this verse
我们无论做什么事情
No matter what we do
常常我们内心的深处有对我们做事的决定有衡量
Deep in our heart there's a measure to what that we do
有批判
There is a critique.
有审查。
There is also examination.
这就是心的功用。
This is the function of heart.
人与动物不同就在这里。
Man is different from animals on this.
人与动物不同不单单有理性功用。
Man is different from animals not because we have the function of rationality.
人与动物不同更有心的功用。
Also with the function of heart.
理性的功用就是说这个是合理的，这个是不合理的。
Function of rationality say that this is logical, this is not logical.
心的功用说这是对的，这是不对的。
Function of heart will say this is right, this is wrong.
理性的功用说这是可以做，这是不可以做的。
Function of mind will tell you you should do this, you shouldn't do that.
良心的功用告诉你这样做是平安的，或者是不平安的。
The function of conscience say when you do this, you have peace or you have no peace.
所以有一些事情虽然是合理的。
So there are things which, even though it's reasonable,
但是不一定是你做了心里会平安的。
But it may not be after you've done it, you have peace in your heart.
相反的，有些事情呢，你还感到很平安的。
In the reverse, there are things which you feel peace when you do it.
但是不一定是合理的。
But it may not be reasonable.
所以这样，人的理性跟的良知之间就有了距离了。
So man's reasoning power and also his conscience have a distance.
那如果这两样都和谐，那是最美的。
If all these things come into one, then it's good.
这就是中国人说入情入理。
And that's what the Chinese say that it's according to emotion, according to reason.
你讲的是很合理的事情。
What you think is only but too reasonable.
你做的是很对的事情。
What you've done is right.
但你做的对的事情有没有良心给你平安的感觉？
But when you think that you do is right, you have the peace coming from your conscience.
上帝创造良心。
When God has created conscience in us,
安置在了你心里面。
And the place of conscience into our heart,
来成为上帝的代表，来检查我们心肠肺腑所做的决定。
So it becomes the representative of God to check us in our heart.
有关于这一点，圣经有几处的圣经提到。
A few of the places of the Bible mention about this.
这里是一处。
Here there's one.
哥罗西书三章十五节是一处。
Colossians chapter 3 verse 15 says or one.
约翰一书三章是一处。
First John chapter 3 verse 1.
哥林的后书四章第一第二节又一处。
Second Corinthians chapter 4 verse 1 and 2.
那么这些把它配合起来。
When you put all this together.
就是良心功用怎样判断我们所决定要做的事情。
The function of conscience is to judge us on one thing in what way we should behave.
在保罗罗马书九章第一节里面告诉我
In this Romans chapter 9 verse 1 it says
我讲的是真话
What I say is true
由我的良心被圣灵感动为我做见证
There's my conscience moved by the Holy Spirit witness together with me
在哥林多后书第十章里面
And 2 Corinthians chapter 4
提到的是良心的推荐的问题
Talk about the recommendation coming from our conscience
就是你们的良心认识我们是怎样做人
So our conscience in us acknowledge how that we behave
哥罗西三章十五节
Colossians chapter 3 verse 15
凡事要天上帝耶稣基督的平安在你心中做主你才可以
For all things that you do you have, must have the mastership of Christ Jesus that produces peace in your heart
约翰一书第三章告诉我
And 1 John chapter 3 says
我们的心若不责备我们
If our heart does not rebuke us
那我们就可以坦然无惧了
Then we have no fear
再讲一次
One more time
如果我做一件事
If I do one thing
心不责备我
If my heart doesn't rebuke me
我就可以做的时候坦然无惧
Then I can do it without fear
但是这样跟世界的文化什么不同
But this as compared to the world culture, what's different?
中国的这个诗人也讲过这样的。
In Chinese, the poet says,
每天晚上我审查自己。
Every night I'll check myself.
我做的有没有得罪良心。
What I have done, have I gone against my conscience?
我做的有没有心中的责备。
Is there a rebuke coming from my heart?
我上仰天。
When I look up to the heavens,
下伏地。
And look down to the world,
我没有得罪天，没得罪人。
Have I gone against the heaven and people?
我就给平安做事情。
Then I can live with peace.
那这是人心中平安。
And this is what men have peace in their heart.
人的生命幸福的原因。
And also we have blessing in the heart.
但是圣经比这个更高一层次的讲。
But the higher level of the Bible is,
你的心如果不责备你
If heart does not rebuke you
那应该很好了
That's good
但是
But then
谁管理你的
Who to rule over you
你的心不责备你
If heart doesn't rebuke you
但是
But then
怎么知道你的心的责备不责备是对的不对的
How do you know the rebuke coming from heart or not to rebuke is it right
所以这样圣经就提到圣灵所启示的真理跟良心之间的关系。
So then the Bible review the Holy Spirit and what have been reviewed by the Holy Spirit as in the Bible.
这段圣经说什么呢？
Here it says,
人在自己以为可行的事上。
Whatever we believe about these things,
能够自责就有福了。
That you want to condemn you, then you're blessed.
我认为可行。
What did I prove of myself?
我的心又不赞美我。
My heart doesn't rebuke me.
我认为可行。
What I deem as right.
这比较是比较理性的事。
It's more reasonable now.
又没有心的责备。
But there's no condemnation coming from my heart.
表示良心就支持。
Would you my conscience support me?
我知道这是对的。
I know this is right.
我心又感到这样做很平安。
My heart had peace.
那我就去做。
Then I'll do it.
最糟糕的是什么？
What is worse?
我明明知道不对还去做。
That I know it is wrong, but then I do it.
一面做一面违背自己理性。
So on one hand you do it, but on one hand you contradict your reasoning.
You have self-conflict within your life.
你在生命里面有自我冲突了。
你的理性告诉你这个不对。
Your reason tell is wrong.
你还偏偏去做。
But you want to do stubbornly.
赌博的人是如此。
The one who gambles is such.
吸毒的人是如此。
The one who take drugs is such.
抽烟的人是如此。
The one who smoke is such.
那些害人的人如此。
The one who cause others to in evil.
因为他们做错事的时候，
Because when they do wrong things,
他们自己是自己的敌对，自己的仇恨，自己的仇敌。
They themselves become their own enemies.
所以他们过一个以自己为敌的这种故意犯错的生活。
So they live a life that is anti themselves to do things which is wrong purposely.
这是很可怜的。
This is pitiful.
一个人故意喊自己的良心，喊自己的头脑做仇敌。
When the one purposely want to become an enemy, become his mind, also his conscience.
这个人真过一个很野蛮、很可怕的生活。
He is living a very barbarous life.
因为他清楚知道不可以做的。
Because he knows clearly things which he cannot do.
他还故意去做。
But purposely he did it.
这表示他过一个违背自己的生活。
Which means he's living a life that contradicts himself.
就产生自我与自我的不和平。
Then it's a disharmony between himself and himself.
自我与自我的不和平。
A self and a self become a disharmony.
就使你真正没有办法享受平安。
Then you cannot enjoy true peace.
所以你就是世界没有仇敌，你自己已经是自己。
So even though you have no enemies in the whole world, you yourself is your own enemy.
这种人很可怕。
It's very horrifying.
也是很可怜。
Also very pitiful.
当你自己能和谐于自己所决定的事情，自己同意自己所做的。
When you can live in harmony with yourself and to what you have decided,
那你就好睡得多。
Then you sleep well.
因为你自己对自己说你这样做是对的。
Because you yourself will tell yourself that what I've done is right.
你自己对自己说我这样可以平安的睡觉。
You yourself will tell yourself that I can sleep soundly.
因为你里面没有自我存在，你对我存在的这个仇敌关系。
Because in you there is no enmity within you and yourself.
人是唯一被造有自我与自我相对对存的可能的货物。
Man is the only living creator that has a possibility of you to live against yourself.
You are existing yourself, and you are existing toward yourself.
那你自己对自我的存在。
所以这个叫 relativity in existence.
那存在的相对性。
这自我存在的相对性。
The relative existence of yourself.
如果你自己对自己称赞，
if you praise to yourself,
自己对自己许可，
you also allow yourself,
自己对自己和谐，
you also live in harmony with yourself.
那你做人会感到比较有意思。
Then you find it's more meaningful for you to be.
但许多时候不是这样。
But many times it's not so.
自己做自己的仇敌，
you become your own enemy.
自己抵挡自己，
you go against yourself.
你知道错。
You know what's wrong.
因为你里面有一个对你说这是错的良心。
Because in you there's a self that tells you this is wrong.
那你故意跟你的自己相相对。
But also this of intention not to go against yourself.
知道你对我说的错是应该这样做，不应该这样做的。我故意偏偏这样做来反对你。
Then yourself tell yourself that this is wrong, but yet purposely you want to go against yourself.
这种人很可怜。
This is pitiful.
所以当我们在基督里。
So when we in Christ,
领受赦罪的平安的时候，
we receive the peace of forgiveness,
我们先与神和好。
We want to be reconciled with God first.
接下去我们就以己和好。
Then we reconcile with ourselves.
啊，很少人这样讲的。
Very few people are interpreting this manner.
以己和好。
You want to reconcile with yourself first.
自己现在接纳自己。
You want to accept your own self.
自己与自己和谐。
Yourself want to live harmony with your own self.
自己赦免自己。
Yourself want to forgive your own self.
为什么有些人自杀呢？
Why is that people commit suicide?
因为他自己不能原谅自己。
Because he cannot forgive himself.
所以自杀的人自己抵挡自己的最极端的时候，一定要用自己的意志去杀死一个自己。
So when a person go against himself, when it comes to extremity, then he will use his own self to kill himself.
自杀不是他杀，
To commit suicide, you kill yourself, not people kill you.
与别人对你的仇恨没有关系，是你自己杀死你自己。
Nothing to do with other who oppose you, but you kill yourself.
自己杀自己。
You kill yourself.
杀的是主体。
The one you kill is subjectivity.
被杀的是客体。
The one to be killed also objectivity.
自己杀自己。
So you kill yourself.
You are the subject to kill you yourself as an object.
你同时是个主体来杀你自己，又是个客体。
因为自己是自己的仇敌。
Because you are your own enemy.
这是很可怕的。
This is horrifying.
所以你一定要在基督里去享受自我对自我的和平。
So in Christ, you must enjoy reconciliation with yourself.
与神和好。
Reconciliation with God.
与己和好。
Reconciliation with yourself.
那保罗说的，让基督的平安在你心中做主。
Paul said that, the peace of Christ reigns in you.
这就超越了所有的心理学。
That actually transcends all psychology.
这就超越了所有的相对存在的思想。
Transcends all the relative existing faith.
因为基督引导你，
Because Christ guides you,
使你懂得怎样用主所赐的平安来安慰你自己。
So that you know how to use the peace of God that's given to you to comfort yourself.
所以你的心不控告。
So your heart won't oppress you.
基督的平安正在安慰你。
Because the peace of Christ is not comforting you.
你们蒙召也是为此。
You are called because of this.
那么在约翰一书第三章讲的呢？
So first John chapter 3 says,
你们
you
如果心不责备。
Your heart never rebuke you.
你们就可以坦然无惧的去行。
Then without fear you can do it.
但这里有一句话。
Here there's a statement.
是上帝比你的心更大。
Then God's higher than the heart.
请你注意哦。
Please emphasize on.
上帝比人的心更大。
God is higher than, bigger than the heart.
这个前提的后面。
This premise before that.
才讲，如果你心不自备，那你就可以坦然无惧的信心。
Only after this prayer, you will say that if your heart never rebuke you, you can do it without fear.
换一句话说，
In other words,
虽然我的良心同意我所做的是没有错的，
Even though my conscience agree what I've done is right,
但是你的良心是比上帝更小的，
But your conscience is smaller than God.
所以你若不敬畏上帝，你可能用虚假的平安自己欺骗自己。
If you are not fearing God, maybe you use a false conscience to comfort yourself.
有时候你问一个人说，
Sometimes you ask a person,
你这样做你好意思吗？
Is it good for you to do in such manner?
他跟你讲的就不好意思。
He said, no.
我本来不应该这样。
Actually,
那为什么你要这样做？
Why should you do so?
我没有办法。
I have no way.
为什么没有办法呢？
Why no way?
因为我是受逼的。
Because I'm forced.
所以很多人做错事他知道不应该。
So many people do think they know that it's wrong.
因为他自己知道不应该的。
Well, they themselves know it's wrong.
但是有些人不一样的。
But some are different.
你说你这样做你好意思吗？
Is it good for you to do in such manner?
他说当然好意思。
Of course.
你有听过这样的人吗？
Have you heard that?
哦，那很好意思的讲。
Of course, they say.
那你就没有办法去对付他。
So there's no way for you to do that.
你说你真的感到好意思吗？
Is truly you feel good?
他说非常好意思。
Oh, very good.
啊，你就想着跟你讲话没有意思。
And no point to talk to you now.
因为你明明是违背了你的心意做，你还好意思。
Because,
而且非常好意思。
Because you go against your heart to do it and say you feel comfortable now.
那跟你这样讲就没有意思。
There's no point to talk to you.
所以你气死了，不要跟他讲。
So you get so angry when they talk to you.
实在有这样的人。
Yes, that's
true. 为什么呢？
Why?
因为他里面的良心、鉴察力、分辨力、审判力都已经迟钝了。
Because in his heart, then this power of this judgment, discernment, come to conscience is no more sharp.
所以他说好意思。
So he say good, I'm good.
很好意思。
I'm good.
你吞人家的钱。还敢讲好意思？
You cheat people's money and say you're good.
他说的我吞的不多，如果要吞更多，我也会的。
He said, I only cheated a little bit. If I want to cheat more, I can do it.
所以他还以为他已经凭良心了。
So he said, you do it according to conscience.
那这种良心已经没有正常功用的人。
So this conscience does not have the normal function.
保罗说，这些人像那个心已经被火灼烙惯了一样。
And Paul said, these people have been actually the fire.Burn with fire many times.
什么意思呢？
What do you mean by that?
从前罗马帝国，
And in the past, this Roman Empire,
打仗的时候，
When they have wars,
他们用箭呢去射对方，
They use an arrow to have arrow,
为了使仇敌快快死，
So that the opposite enemies will die fast,
他就把箭的头呢先涂一个毒药。
They put a poison in the tip of the arrow.
所以箭射到那个人身体的时候，
So when they pull the arrow there and hit the heart body,
都就进到它里面。
And the poison enter into the heart.
这样血液就把毒带到全身，就容易死。
So it brings the whole body and they die easily.
你明白了吗？
You understand now?
那怎么办能够不死呢？
Then how would it prevent from dying?
中箭的人呢？
The one who have this arrow.
马上要把箭拔出来。
Pull the arrow out.
然后要把那一破坏肉有毒的把它刮掉。
And that piece of meat must take it out.
快快除毒。
And take it out.
但是来不及怎么办呢？
But if they cannot have enough time,
有一个办法。
There's a way.
用一块钢铁。
Using a steel.
放在火里面。
Iron rod in a fire.
那这个火呢，烧到这个天呢，红的不得了的。
And it burn at a high temperature.
基本就红了天，放在烫着。
And just burn it.
然后就出烟了。
Burn the wood with the smoke.
就很香很香的味道出来。
Good smell.
好像烧猪肉一样，这边就烧人肉。
It's just a barbecue.
那么一烧了以后怎么办呢？
After you burn it,
那个毒
and that poison
就不再传了。
No more pass.
但是呢，
But then,
后来那一块肉呢，
that meat
就变成死。
The flesh become a dead one.
因为已经被煮熟了。
Because it has been cooked.
煮熟了以后呢，
After it has been cooked,
那块肉呢就神经系统不再工作。
And no more function of the nerves.
那块肉等它干了以后。
And when it dries,
好了以后呢，
when it's healed,
就结成一块疤。
And then become the scar.
所以呢你看到它的时候，你一疤一疤就知道它曾经用那个热铁割过。路过几次。
So when you see the scar, it has been burned with the rod.
那么在那一块有这个疤的肉上。
For that piece,
你动它。
When you push it,
你刺它。
When you pin it,
它没有感觉。
When I have a feeling.
所以这种就叫做呢，有了烙印了。
Which means they have a mark.
所以保罗说什么？
What did Paul say?
有人的良心。
Some of these people
已经麻痹了。
They are so numb.
像被用钢铁把它烙印。已经弄干了一样。
Just that they've been burned with the iron rod.
所以呢，他已经没有反应了。
So there's no more response.
所以你对他，你这样做，你好意思吗
？Is it good for you to do in such manner?
他说很好意思。
Oh, good, good.
你这样做心里平安吗
？You have peace in your heart.
常常平安。
Always at peace.
所以这种人没有办法的。
So there's no way out.
他像已经给钢铁已经弄过了一个一样。
I see the conscience has been burned by iron rod.
他的良心没有作用。
No more function with the conscience.
所以如果你说我凭良心做事，
这些 I do according to my conscience.
我平安。
I have peace in my heart.
你要问他说哪一种良心？
What kind of conscience?
有的人良心的良啊，加上一个狗字旁，狼心狗肺。
Some is not actually conscience.
我很平安。
The wolf heart.
你没有难过吗？没有。
You never feel sad.
你会好睡，好睡。
Well, yes.
你这样做好意思，好意思。
Is it good? You do? Yes.
所以呢，圣经说什么？
The Bible says.
如果你心不正美丽。
If your heart is not praising.
你就可以看到怒气。
Then you can do it.
但是。
But then.
上帝比人的心更大。
God is bigger than.
啊，这句话就把基督教的良心论。
So the doctrine of conscience in Christianity.
跟所有的文化不同的地方点出来。
And that's different as compared to cultural.
让神用他的灵。
God uses spirit.
感动你的良心。
Touch your conscience.
神用他的道。
God uses word.
光照你的良心。
To enlighten the conscience.
使你的色心被除掉。
So that your stone heart has been removed.
换上个肉心。
Give you a heart of flesh.
那么这种照着神心意的心。
And this heart that do according to the will of God.
被圣灵感动的良心。
And also this conscience with touched by Holy Spirit.
有真理光照的良心。
And also this conscience enlightened by the word of God.
有重生以后的肉心。
And also this flesh that renewed by the Holy Spirit.
才能真正告诉你，你这样做。平安不平安
Then only you can truly tell you that when you do in such manner, you have peace or no.
这就是这一节圣经要发挥出来的。
And that's the meaning of this verse.
人在自己以为可行的事上
，whatever you believe to be right，
能够不自责
，that you want to condemn yourself，
他就有福气。
Then he's blessed.
若有疑心而吃的
，but if he has doubt for heart，
就必有罪。
Then he's condemned.
因为他吃。不是出于信心
Because the eating is not from faith
反不出于信心的都是罪
And everything that does not come from faith is sin
这句话很重啊
This is very serious
因为这是圣经里面七大定义里面其中的一个
Because one of the seven great definitions one is
知善不行就是罪
If you do know what is right you do not do it that is sin
违背律法就是罪
If you go against the law that is sin
存不信的心而行的就是罪
Do it not out from faith it is sin
这些都是重要的定义定义定义
All these are important definitions
凡不出于信心的都是罪
That which doesn't come from faith are sin
所以从这一点你建立你的伦理
So from here we establish.
当你要做一件事情的时候
，When you want to do something，
你不知对不对
？You are not sure whether it's right or not。
你心在背你
，In your heart they rebuke you。
你的心有神比你更心更大给你光照。
In your heart there is a God who is greater than enlighten you。
所以你不敢做，因为不知道对不对
？You dare not do it because you're not sure whether it's right or not。
凡是你感到有怀疑的。
Many times when you feel doubtful,
但是你没有信心勇敢去做
things you have no courage to do in faith,
因为你里面这辈子
because you had a rebuke,
这里面的这辈子是出于神的权柄
and that rebuke comes from authority of God,
圣灵的感动
and the moving of Holy Spirit,
真理的光照
and also enlightening of the Holy Spirit,
那你就不要去做
don't do it,
为什么呢
why?
因为如果你存心怀疑没有信心而做你就是犯罪
because if you are doubtful and you do it, then you are sinning,
从这个原则
From this principle,
我们更懂得怎样处事为人
All the more we know how to behave ourselves
更懂得怎样做生活
And also to live our life
因为许多的事情
So too many things
我们没有办法清清楚楚知道
We cannot really clearly know it
到底是不是上帝的旨意
Whether it comes from God or not
所以你要谨慎
So you want to explain
我要讲一句很重要的原则
Yes, very important principle I want to say
舍己是明白上帝旨意的开始
To deny yourself is the beginning of understanding the will of God.
我再讲一次，舍己是明白遵行上帝旨意的开始。
To deny yourself is the beginning to understand and to do the will of God.
许多时候你不知道你这么做到底是不是上帝的旨意。
Many times you don't know whether to do in this manner whether it is the will of God or not.
哦，你知道这些都是好事。
But you know all these things are good.
但你做的时候不是你的意思。
But you when do it, it's not out of yourself.
哦，是好事。
Or whether it's good or no.
虽然不明白是上帝的旨意。
Even though you don't know the will of God.
你做了也是上帝的旨意。
But you have done it, it's the will of God.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为你不是因自己的利益而做的。
Because you do not do it because of your own benefit.
那你说我疑惑怎么办呢
？You say when I'm doubtful, what am I going to do?
你疑惑。
When you are doubtful,
不是因为这件事违背上帝的道跟旨意。
Not because this thing go against the word of God, the will of God.
你疑惑。
You are doubtful.
不过是因为你还不知道清清楚楚有上帝的。
It is because you're not clear whether there's guidance of God.
所以我讲更清楚的。
So more clearly, I say,
我到一个地方去讲道的。
When I go to a place to preach,
我相信这是神的工作。
I truly believe this is a work of God.
我要去讲。
I will go.
但我去的时候
，But when I go,
从我自己来说。
From myself,
是没有利益的
I, there's no profit.
也是对我不是太喜欢的
I am not so liking.
但是对神有荣耀
But there's a glory to God.
对别人有帮助
To others, you help them.
真心相信这是好事
And I truly believe that this is a good thing.
神的带领
God's guidance.
是神的旨意
God's will.
我知道
I know.
但我不知道上帝是不是叫我现在去
I'm not sure whether God wants me to do it now.
那我去不去呢
Do I go?
我去
I go.
为什么呢
Why?
因为这里不是为了我自己的雄心大志不是为了我自己一出去的
It is not because of my own ambition My own benefit that I go
那这样就很容易
Then,
你是行在上帝自己
You are doing the will of God
当我神学毕业的时候
After I graduate from the seminary
我的院长对我说
My president told me
你就到苏拉巴亚去做传道人
You go to Surabaya be a pastor
每个礼拜有三天回神院教书做神学讲师
Then every week 3 days you come back to be a lecturer in the seminary
我说给我祷告两个月好不好
Let me pray for 2 months
他说你要祷告两个月吗
You want to pray for 2 months
好两个月以后我再问你
So after 2 months I'll ask you again
为什么我要祷告两个月
Why I say I must pray for 2 months
因为我根本不要去
Because I don't want to go
为什么不要去呢
Why not to go
因为苏拉巴亚是我长大的地方他们都知道我小的时候在哪里的的这个生活
Because Surabaya is a place where I was I grew up Everybody knows me
先知在本乡是不吃香的嘛
You know, prophet is not honored in their own place
而且有别的城市早就要我去了
And there are other cities they want to invite me to go
很尊重我
And they honor me
我在那边讲的很多人悔改
When I preach there, a lot of people are converted
他们很盼望我去那边
They want me to go
所以院长说你到这里我说祷告两个月
So the president said go to this place I said pray for 2 months
心里是没有这辈子
But in a heart, there's no rebuke.
但是最好那边不要这边。
But the best go to that place, not this place.
两个月以后
，After 2 months,
他把我叫去。
He called me again.
怎么样
？What happened?
可以去了。
Can you go now?
我说我再祷告一个月。
Let me pray for 1 more month.
本来就是不要去的。
Actually, I do not want to go.
我想不到他怎么说的。
You know how do you say?
我不再祷告就去。
You don't need to pray now. You go.
糟糕了，这个院长。 又很 present， 很少讲话又很威严的人。
He is very authoritative。
不要让我再祷告。
He doesn't want me to pray again。
你下个礼拜就去。
Next week you will go。
不必再祷告。
No more pray。
不必再商量。
No more discussion。
不给你祷告的机会。
No more chance for you to pray。
那如果你现在问我
，If you were to ask me now，
唐牧师啊。
Reverend
Tong， 那个时候你去，知道不知道是上帝的旨意
？At that time when you go, do you know it's the will of God？
我不知道。
I don't know。
那么你不知道上帝旨意，为什么你去
？You don't know what is the will of God, yet you go. Why？
我知道不是我的旨意。
I know that it is not my will。
所以在不知道是不是上帝旨意的时候，因为不是我的旨意，就比较靠近上帝的旨意。
In the midst that I do not know is the will of God, but yet I know that my will is close to the will of God.
后来我发现这个原则很重要。
Later I find this principle is important.
因为那个时候我很自卑感。
At that time I have a few inferior.
如果人家问你知道上帝旨意叫你到哪边去吗？我不知道。
Do you know the will of God to ask you to go there? I said I don't know.
那么不知道上帝旨意为什么你去呢
？If you don't know the will of God, how can you go?
院长的旨意。
It's the president's will.
要去对不对？但是我后来发现的
Later I discovered，
因为不是我的旨意
Because it is not my will，
所以很靠近上帝，
所以 it's closer to God's will，
因为去没有错嘛，
Because to go is not wrong，
那边师父没有错嘛，
To serve in that place is wrong，
做传道没有错，
To be a preacher is not wrong，
所以后来我抓到了这个原则，
So later I have this principle with me，
神要我去的时候，
When God want me to go，
有人写信来，
People wrote to me，
那我查，
I check，
时间没有冲突，
the time, there's a conflict，
身体健康可以，
physical health is good，
那么到哪里去有需要，
go there, there's a need，
不是我要的，
not that I want，
是别人上帝感动他写信叫我去，
but God touched them, they wrote to me, want me to go，
那我就去了，
so I go，
知道不知道就是上帝的旨意，好像不
知道， truly is the will of God, no，
但是我知道不是我自己要，
but I know it is not my will，
我就去了，
then I go，
但如果不是上帝的旨意呢，
if it is not the will of God, then
他会亲自拦阻，
then he will stop，
使我大病气不成
，so that I'll have a great illness I won't go，
或者半路呢汽车摔到山底下
or ，halfway there's an accident，
后来别人可以去我不能去
，and people will go I won't go，
如果不是神的旨意
，it is not the will of God，
那他亲自拦阻
，then he will stop it，
如果不是我的意思
，if it is not my will，
却没有违背上帝的意思
，but it doesn't go against God's will，
我就去
，I will go，
我告诉你今天早上
，this morning，
我很辛苦。
I feel very very bad。
我昨天第四堂讲到的，两堂在印尼，两堂在新加坡。
After the four sessions of preaching, two in Indonesia, two in Singapore。
我的声音已经没有力了。
I've lost my voice.
我说，如果你们刚才早上看到我怎样一直咳嗽，一直讲到，你根本不相信今天晚上我会这样顺利讲完这一堂。
If you were to see how I coughed yesterday, you would not believe that how I can finish the talking tonight.
后来回到房间去。
But I returned back to my room.
徐牧师跟我谈话。
Reverend Cole was talking to me.
他把我眼睛一直越来越长，越来越长。
And halfway that were heavy my lip, my eyes.
他说你还是休息好了。
He said, why don't you take a rest?
我还没有讲完，眼睛已经闭了。
But even before I finished the word, I slept.
当我再开起来的时候
When I opened my eyes again,
整个房间暗得不能全部跑掉了
The whole room was dark, everybody has left
因为我谈话谈了一半睡去了
Halfway of talking I slept
后来我看一点二十五分
1:25
后来就在睡
So I sleep again
两点半才起
2 and a half
三点一刻才起
3 o'clock
五点一刻才起
5 o'clock
咳嗽得很厉害
I cough and
cough 慢慢发热了
And I have a fever
到了早上八九点的时候
So this morning at 8 or 9
勉强再睡一下
I forced myself to sleep
眼睛打开来
When I opened my eyes
我老实讲今天晚上我很不愿意来
I actually don't know what to come here tonight
我就想最好今天不必来
The best I don't come tonight
为什么呢
Why
因为我如果来了
If I were to come
发热
I have a fever
上飞机
And go to the plane
给他抓去隔离
And also when separated
你今天发高热又咳嗽
And I've been isolated and said that you cough and fever
是你 SARS 或者别人要给你 SARS
Could it be SARS or we'll kill others with SARS
或者呢你是这个禽流感
Oh, but flu.
Because you have
fever.
到了九点半的时候。
So when it comes to night time.
这怎么办呢？我说去看医生。
When see doctor.
我说先吃一粒退烧药。
And take this Panadol.
退烧了以后上飞机他就不能抓我了。
And then I'll go up. They want to catch me because of fever.
今天怎么办？我不知道。
I don't know what to do today.
我说感谢上。
But praise God.
我就这样上了飞机了。
I bought the plane.
许多时候
Many times,
我病的时候
when I got ill,
不知道是不是上帝要我去但是我知道没有违背上帝我就去
I don't know what is the will of God or not, but it doesn't go against the will of God so I go
慢慢
so I count
因为用舍己
to deny ourselves
的原则
using the principle of denial
就是有信心仰望上帝
to learn with a heart on the look of God
这不是我要的
it's not what I want
所以呢 很靠近神的。
So of course, closer to God's will.
有这种信心以后
，With this our faith,
我们就敢做神的工作。
I dare to do the work of God.
求主帮助
，May God help us.
给我们无论做什么
，No matter what we do,
有一些基本的信念
，There are some very basic convictions.
使我们勇敢做
，That you are courageous enough to do it.
做的时候
，When you do it,
是没有违背神的。
It is not going against the will of God.
主的平安
，And God's peace,
就引导我们
，Guide us.
因为反不出于信心的。就是对
，because if thing you do not out of faith, then sin.
而这种信心的建立
，and the establishment of this our faith,
照着圣经的原则
，according to the principle of the Bible,
看见我们应当怎样顺服神
，to see how we should obey God,
来成为神的儿女
，so become the children of God,
成就是神的旨意
，and accomplish His will.
感谢神
，praise God.
我们今天已经把十四章完全讲完了
，so we completed chapter 14 tonight.
现在我要大家站起来
，so all rise.
把十四章从头到尾念一遍
Read from the beginning, chapter 14,
第一节一直念到第二十三节
From verse 1 to verse number 33
把这几个礼拜所听的
So what I've heard for these few weeks
用这一篇圣经温习一次
To revise it because you read this chapter
一二三
信心软弱的你们要接纳但不要辩论所疑惑的事有人信百物都可吃但那软弱的只吃蔬菜吃的人不可轻看不吃的人不吃的人不可论断吃的人因为上帝已经收纳他了你是谁竟论断别人的仆人 呢他或站住或跌 倒是有他的主人 在而且他也必要站住因为主人使他站住有人看这日比那日强有人看日日都是一样只是个人心里要意见坚定
守着的人是为主守的吃的人是为主吃的
因他感谢上帝
不吃的人是为
主不吃的
也感谢上帝
我们没有一个人为自己活
也没有一个人为自己死
我们的活着是为主而活
若死了是为主而死
所以我们或活或死
总是主的人
因此基督死了
死了又活了要做死人并活人的主你这个人为什么论断弟兄呢
又为什么轻看弟兄呢
因为我们都要站在上帝的台前
经上写着
主说我凭着我的永生启示万气必向我跪拜
万口必向我承认
这样看来我们个人必要将自己的事在上帝面前说明
所以我们不可再彼此论断
您可定义
谁也不给弟兄放下绊脚别人之物我凭着主耶稣基督却知深信凡物本来没有不洁净的唯独人以为不洁净的在他就不洁净了你若因事物叫弟兄忧愁就不是按照爱人的道理行基督已经替他死
你不可因你的食物叫他败坏
不可叫你的善被别人毁谤
因为上帝的国不在乎吃喝只在乎公义和平并圣灵中的喜乐
在这几样上不是基督的
就为上帝所喜悦
又为人所称喜
所以我们互要追求和睦的事以彼此建立德行的事
不可因食物毁坏上帝的工程凡物固然洁净但有人因食物叫他跌倒就是他的罪了无论是吃肉是喝酒是什么别的事叫弟兄跌倒
一概不做才好
你有信心就站在上帝面前守着人在自己以为可行的事上
能不自责就有福了若有疑心而吃就必有罪
因为他吃不是出于信心反不出于信心的
都是罪我们人就站立我们低头祷告
Let us pray.
我们
pray.